Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Time for our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Today I'd like to take my dictionary and focus on the word cross. Because we're here in Rome, it makes me think of the Emperor Constantine when he actually saw a cross in the sky, and it had a Latin motto, didn't it?
Well, actually, the motto was in Greek. But now it's quoted in Latin.
In hoc signo vinces,
you will conquer in this sign. As you have Bernini's statue there in the Vatican of Constantine looking up. And then you've seen that, of course, I imagine.
But our listeners haven't.
It's at the bottom of his royal stairway. And the way he set it up, of course, Constantine is on his horse looking up into the sky. And now across from Constantine's face is a window. So in the morning, like 9 o'clock in the morning, you have the sun coming right through the window onto Constantine's face. Well, then they put a wooden cross up there at the window, separate from the statue. And he's looking up and he sees this cross, the crux. And then in Latin there, it's still there. You can still see these beautiful things. They have it written in Latin, in hoc signo vinces, you will conquer in this sign. And it was after that that he had all of his soldiers paint the cross on their shields and everything else. And his so-called exposure to Christianity, which, of course, is still debatable, but anyway.
Cross is crux, then, no?
Mm.
And the finding of the cross, the true cross, how it was?
Inventio crucis.
And to venerate, that's a word of Latin origin, isn't it?
Veneror, yes. Mm-hmm. Venerare. Or venerare, veneratusum, that's all. Veneration, that's all Latin, too. To find the cross is invenire. Okay, which means in venire, to come upon something. And that's where you have in English invention. An invention is something that you came upon.
So from cross we've gone to invention.
I know this is all the words that we're using all the time.
Heartfelt thanks, as always, to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.